SAW, fumble.
How are you doing? KB4CPA.
Doing good. What you up to on this beautiful sunny Saturday? It's afternoon now, by 15 minutes.
In tennis, just left the sports club. We started about 8:30 and it's supposed to end at 11:30, but we played a little bit longer. Just nobody wanted the court, so. But anyway, so I'm headed to the Smoothie King, and then I'm gonna get me a. I guess I'll head home.
Leaves all morning. Well, I guess since 10 o'clock, made it all the way around the yard. And by the time I got the driveway first, then I went around the front, then down to the side, then around the back, and then came back up the other side. By the time I got to the driveway again, there was as many leaves on the driveway as there was when I started. So I guess they won that battle.
A driveway like that, we had the big oak leaves and I could get it looking all nice, and by Saturday evening, you know, it would just really look great. I'd be so proud of it. I get up Sunday morning and it looked like I hadn't done a thing.
Now, but I guess it does help. I mean, I guess it'd be a lot worse if I, during the week, before I went to work, I'd go out there and get them up. And then if I got finished work before it was dark, I'd go up and get them. And I was doing that most of the week. I didn't do it yesterday. It was dark when I got off work yesterday. But I guess if I wasn't doing that, it would look a lot worse than it does.
We would. And, you know, my mother-in-law's backyard is just covered in acorns. And, I mean, it's just a carpet of acorns. It's unbelievable. I've never seen it like that. My dad always said that when you had a lot of acorns like that, that meant you were going to have a bad winter.
Two or three acorn trees, one of them at the front corner of the driveway. And like you said, this year it has more acorns. It's not every year that it puts out a whole lot of acorns, but this year it put out a ton of them. So what I've been doing is blowing them up into where the mulch is under the tree, and then the ones that are further out, I blow them out in the street. And there's cars go through our cul-de-sac and trucks go through our cul-de-sac all day long. It's very active in our cul-de-sac. And they have turned those acorns into powder. They just ground them up. And I suspect when the rain comes tomorrow, it'll wash them down the drain. So that's the best solution for acorns I've found yet. Just blow them out into the street, line them up where that right tire on everybody's car and everybody's truck, front and back, is going to crush them. That turns them into dust. And then the rain comes, it washes them down the drain.
What an idea. Well, I tell you. Well, I'm in the drive-thru line here at Smoothie King, and boy, is there a line.
Quite popular now. Amy gets me to get her one of those every now and then. Not near as often as you get them. Not near as often as I used to go get a Starbucks. I used to do that every day. Now I don't do that at all. I haven't been to Starbucks in ages. Last three or four Starbucks I got didn't taste any good, so I quit going. But I guess that smoothie, I guess you're hooked on smoothies now like I was hooked on Starbucks in the past, huh?
Because, I mean, every time I talk to you or heard you on 2 meters, you're either going to or coming from a Starbucks.
Every year since I quit that practice. And ever since my wife quit going to work in Spartanburg, she's been working from home at the beginning of this year, and neither one of us have been getting Starbucks. So that's a good thing.
My wife used to, I think she used to treat herself 2 or 3 days a week. But she's not working. She doesn't go there. And we'll go occasionally and you know, and get something, but it's, you know, it's not on a regular basis.
That's time I was talking to you, you were looking for an airplane. Did you find anything?
I found one. I wish I could have bought it. The guy was holding it up, and it was as tall as he was. And it was a acrobatic plane, and so I'm not sure if it came with a, you know, with a control, with a controller or not. But anyway, but boy, it sure was nice. It was like $250, and of course it was used. But I would have gladly have paid that for it. But I think it was. I think it was in California, so I'm not sure what shipping would be on something like that.
I better go down to that Atlanta RC shop if you're going to order something that big. If you're going to invest that much in it, might just pay, like some people go down to HRO in Atlanta to look at equipment before they buy something. I did that to get one of my TS-2000s. That's the way I got it, just drive down there. And just to see it, but before you buy it. I've got to go to the drive through. I'll be back in just a minute. But you might want to plan a trip down there anyway. Be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Getting ready to place my order to KB4CBA.
BA, W4DJW. You back yet, David?
Back, KB4CBA. I placed my order, and now I'm a couple of cars back from the window where you have to pay and pick up.
Are you at the one in the smoothies in Greer, or are you at the Berry Berry, whatever that place is? Or are you at the one in Greer or somewhere else?
Here on Antrim Drive is where Vince Perrone's used to be.
I'll flip it over to reverse to see if I can pick you up on reverse. Because they got one of those over here in Greer. I thought there might have been a chance you'd have been there, but not. They made me pull up and wait. So I'm waiting on them. I guess I'm going to get some fresh cooked stuff.
Have it fresh, then have it, you know, been sitting there under a hot heat lamp for an hour or something. They make these smoothies by order, so they don't make them ahead of time.
That's what it was when I used to pick them up for my wife. And they gave me a card every time I went. They punched the card, and once you get a certain quantity of them punched, I guess you get a discount on one or a free one or something. But I never could keep up with the cards. So every time I'd go, I'd get a new card, and I'd get it punched. So I got a bunch of cards with one punch.
The app on my phone, so they scan it, and I should, after this one, I should get a $2 discount on my next one.
Well, there you go. They're doing it the way Starbucks does it now. That's good. They do that with Starbucks. You get a free drink every now and then. So have you thought about going down to Atlanta to the RC shop down there? It's a pretty big RC shop.
I might be interested in doing that. I haven't even got the one in Measley. I need to go over there and just see what they got. You know, we've been kind of busy with doing things, and I just, with my wife at home now and not working, I seem to have more to do, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Need to make a trip out there to the new WCRC, too. I haven't done that yet. I want to see what it looks like. They put pictures of it on Facebook. They put some kind of rubber matting with holes in it that has sand that goes through it down below some astroturf in some places. And I think there's something like something that resembles a paved runway. So I'm kind of curious what that looks like out there. Need to make a trip out to the new one.
Well, let me know. I'll go with you sometime.
can look it up on their, I think that they've got directions on their web page, and they might even have GPS coordinates that you can plug it in. But it's not like but a couple of miles from the one we were at together last time we were there, and we were flying multirotors.
It's kind of funny, you know, when I think about mine on the second flight, and I wind up losing it. I almost lost it out there that day, and I had to go chase it down in the woods. I think you went and chased it down.
D-Day, that one was a little light for the wind that was blowing out there that day. You need the heavier ones for when it's windy. They can penetrate the wind better.
Back. It's been about 15 minutes, 20 years since I pulled this rig out of the box. I was just wondering how I'm hitting and where's the feeder?
You're right at the noise floor, barely getting in above the noise floor. Don't know what kind of antenna you're on if you just pulled it out of the box. But this repeater's on Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line at Highway 276. It's at 3,500 feet.
I'm south in South Carolina, below Anderson. Yeah.
Have a good day. W4DJW Mobile. Back to you, David.
Smoothie. Before they're out of the biggest one, and they're out of that size cup, so they gave me the medium, and then they gave me a small, so I have two cups. Oh, me, I tell you. But I guess it's the same amount. I've never gotten two cups from them before. It's kind of weird.
They were out of soft drinks at McDonald's. That's where I picked up our lunch. And they said, no soft drinks. Wow, that's the first time they've ever been out of soft drinks. I guess it happens. I guess with this COVID thing, unless people work, and we're going to see more and more of that. Supposed to get another spike of that stuff coming in for the winter.
It doesn't really bother it a whole lot, and yeah, they say it will get worse, you know, as it gets colder. So we're going to have to be hyper-vigilant, and, you know, keeping ourselves protected.
Vaccine will come out for it. I know Pfizer said they're gearing up for being able to do distribution on an enormous scale, larger than they've ever done before. And I think even the military is gearing up for that too. So hopefully that vaccine will come out right about the same time that spike comes out, and it'll nip it. Anyway, I'm about to back it in the driveway, David. Enjoy your smoothies. That's plural, smoothies. Good talking to you. We'll have to make a trip out to the new WCRC sometime. KB4CBA, W4DJW. I enjoyed it.
Yep, and I'm headed home myself. But enjoy this beautiful day, and always good to talk to you, Dave, and baby, so. And we'll talk to you later, W4DJW, KB4CBA Mobile.
PO4DED, KN4RDE. PO4EED, says KN4RDE. Nothing heard, KN4RDE, on the side.